you find in the Bible where it says you go to heaven at death? Jesus didn't promise Christians heaven after they die. We were still just teenagers when my friend Jim's father died. He was devastated. He loved his dad. In fact, his dad was one of the cool ones, one of the ones that the teens loved his dad. And Jim would tell me about his dad and the times they spent together, how they hunted, they fished. They just really enjoyed being together. And it hurt me, and I couldn't imagine how much it devastated Jim. I mean, he tried to reconcile that whole situation because he wondered, why would a loving God allow his dad to die so young? It just didn't make sense. It didn't make sense to me. But his minister tried to comfort him. He told him God works in mysterious ways. In fact, he also told him that his dad was looking down on him from heaven. And so we talk about that a little bit, and sometimes Jim would think that his dad could somehow hear him. And so he'd try to talk to his dad, but he never did get a response. He got so frustrated with religion, we'd talk about that, and he thought out loud, you know, if my dad is in paradise, you know, how could he really enjoy that, looking down at all of my problems and the difficulties? Doesn't sound much like paradise to me. Well, it didn't to me either. But at the time, I didn't know the answer. I didn't know how to respond. I mean, how would you answer? I mean, Jim came to believe there was no answer. Now, years later, I came to understand there is an answer. Even though most don't know, even though most religion may not know, the Bible. Now, the Bible paints an absolutely clear picture of what's to come. So let's think about that question for a moment. Will I go to heaven? We're going to break it down just a little bit and talk about three different aspects, three parts to this question. In fact, one of the first things we need to think about is whether or not good people are promised heaven. Are you promised to go to heaven when you die? Now, I went out on the street and talked to a number of individuals and heard a couple of different perspectives on this very subject. Let's have a listen.
Well, a lot of people have different opinions about where they go. You know, I particularly, you know, say, hey, I'm going to the four winds of heaven.
The nice thing is when you get to heaven, you get to see those people that you truly love that are Christians also up there in heaven. So it's a second homecoming.
If I do a good job here, I'll be able to go to heaven and all that fun stuff, yeah.
What do you think happens after you die?
Well, hopefully I go to heaven.
That is the mystery. That is a very big mystery.
Now, it doesn't have to be a big mystery. We heard a number of different opinions out there, but they're contradictory. Well, what does the Bible really have to say about good people or just anybody? What happens when you die? Do you go directly to heaven as so many people believe? I mean, it can be kind of comforting. The idea can be sort of reassuring. But does that make it true? Just because it can be comforting? I mean, isn't that really the difference between wishful thinking and what's the fact? Now, here's a difficult situation. Now, if you believe you go to heaven at death, there's a few Bible passages that we've got to talk about for a moment. Could be difficult passages to try to sort out what exactly happens if you believe that. And one of those passages is found in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 2, verse 29 says this, "Men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David." So he's talking about King David. King David is one of those righteous kings of Israel who is said to be a man after God's own heart. So after explaining that David's like that, you would certainly think that he would be one that would be in heaven. And yet in Acts chapter 2, it says David is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. In fact, if that's not enough, a few verses later, down in verse 34, it says that David did not ascend into the heavens. So David's not in heaven. He didn't go to heaven right after he died. And that can be a little trouble. How do you explain that? You might say, well, okay, maybe just one time it says that in the Bible, but that must not be what it really means, is it? Well, Jesus said a very similar thing over in the book of John, John chapter 3, in verse 13. Notice what Jesus says. No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven. So Christ is saying the same thing that was said in the book of Acts. So it brings us to a pretty big challenge. Where do you find in the Bible where it says you go to heaven at death? Jesus didn't promise Christians heaven after they died. In fact, when you think of the great heroes of the Bible, who are those that you might think, well, they have to be in heaven. If there's a heaven after death, they've got to be there. Well, you might think of a passage that's in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11 discusses a number of those great heroes of the Bible. What happened to them? Well, in Hebrews chapter 11, it lists some of those people that you might consider, well, they should certainly be there. People like Abraham, people like Sarah, people like Noah, people like Abraham, people like Jacob, they should all be in heaven, shouldn't they? Well, Hebrews chapter 11, well, kind of known as the faith chapter, goes on with all of these different individuals. And then at the end of the chapter, it comes to an amazing conclusion. Here's what it says in verse 39. It says, all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. They didn't go to heaven at death. They didn't receive the promise. And so what we begin to see here when we consider this subject is there's a big difference between what people may believe happens and then what the Bible actually says. In fact, our study aid discusses this very thing. Our Bible study aid, Heaven and Hell, What Does the Bible Really Teach? It addresses this subject. In fact, it puts it this way. It says, should we accept a teaching that's not found in the Bible? Many people take it for granted that their beliefs are based on the life and teachings of Jesus Christ and God's Word. If we're to understand the truth about any religious teaching, we must look to the Holy Scriptures. Jesus said in a prayer to his Father, your word is truth. And that's why you'll want to get the study aid, because it points this out, and you can look into this subject in depth. It goes on to say, the view that a person's soul goes to heaven at death, though held by many in good faith, cannot be found in Scripture. Now, that's something that you'll want to read for yourself. Get in depth. Get this study aid and get into the topic. You can get it free, beyondtoday.tv. Go there, download it for free, or call the number on your screen. You see, because Scripture doesn't teach that heaven is the reward immediately after death. So then we better think about that for a moment. What happens at death? Are we conscious at death? Does life go on in some other state or in some other place? I mean, my friend Jim, so many tried to comfort him with that idea that his dad was kind of still around. And so many people just don't know. And yet, if they look at what the Bible has to say, they're surprised about what it says happens to us at death. Now, I spoke to a number of people on the street about this, and they had some interesting perspectives. Let's listen.
Well, we don't know if we're going to be looking down on friends and family. No one knows that. I haven't been dead and then come back down and say, well, guess what there, Mr. Interview Guy? This is what happens.
Like yesterday, I was on an airplane flying home, and I remember being up in the clouds and everything, thinking, well, I wonder what else is out here. You know, what don't we know about? And what would it be like if you could actually see into your friends or family or whatever and what they're doing each day? And then I started thinking about my father and people I had lost and thinking, is he watching us here? What's going on? So, yeah, I do give it some thought. I don't have any answers, though.
You know, I think it depends. Like, if you die young and you have family and friends down there, being able to watch over them and see them and not be able to really help them or intervene in the way that we think of it, that actually sounds like hell.
He's right. Looking down and not being able to do anything, have you thought about that before? Not being able to help would be absolutely awful. So what does happen? Let's think about what happens, because the Bible does specifically talk about what happens at death. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it tells us this in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, in verse 5. It says very clearly what happens at death. It says the living know they will die, but the dead know nothing. That sounds quite different than what so many people believe. In fact, a couple of verses later, in verse 10, it says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might, for there's no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you're going. So the Bible teaches the dead are unconscious. They're unaware. They don't know anything. There's no more feelings. Those feelings go to the grave with us. And the person who's died is totally unaware that time continues to pass. In fact, the Bible says death is the absolute cessation of life. It's very clear. There's no consciousness. There's not any continued life in a different place. In fact, it can be kind of shocking. Imagine this. The Bible says we don't have an immortal soul. There's not a part of us that continues living on apart from the body. In fact, the Bible says you don't have a soul. It says you are a soul. You are a living, breathing creature. And some may think of that and look at what the Bible has to say and, that just isn't all that reassuring. I'm dead and I'm just there waiting. Isn't that kind of hopeless? No, not by what the Bible says at all. In fact, it is very hopeful. When you read how the Apostle Paul encouraged God's church, it is a powerful thing to wait in the grave. Let's read just a little about that. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we're told very specifically what it's like to be dead. Imagine this. In verse 13 of 1 Thessalonians 4, it says, I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep. Now here he's trying to encourage the church because some had died in the faith. They were dead. They had fallen asleep. He says, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. He says, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. So what happens when you sleep? What's going on? Do you know much of what's happening in the world when you're asleep? No, you're unaware. You don't know what's going on the other side of the world where it's sunlight. You don't know that at all. And so you're unaware of life that's going on. You don't have any knowledge of events. You have no consciousness. So with that description, how could people who have died be in heaven looking down on earth when Scripture tells us plainly they're in the grave asleep? Now, you might say, well, I don't know if I'm convinced of that. Well, Jesus said the same thing. Jesus Christ talked about the fact that death can be compared to sleep. Now, it's not sleeping, but it can be compared to sleep. And we find Christ teaching about this over in John chapter 11. In John chapter 11, verse 11, here we find Jesus concerned about his friend Lazarus. And the disciples tell him that he's not doing very well. Christ says to them, this is in John chapter 11, verse 11, Christ says, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up." Now, the interesting part is the disciples were listening to Christ talk, and so they said, "Lord, if he sleeps, he'll get well." But that's not what Christ was talking about. However, verse 13 says, Jesus spoke of his death. But they thought he was speaking about taking a rest in sleep. So we find that the Bible coincides in its teaching. It is absolutely consistent. Not only did Paul teach about this, but Jesus Christ himself taught that death can be compared to sleep. In fact, our Bible study aid, Heaven and Hell, What Does the Bible Really Teach?, gets in depth into the story of Lazarus. In fact, let me read just a little bit of an excerpt about what it says. It says, "Like Lazarus, everyone enters a figurative state of sleep at death. The dead are unconscious. The common belief, it is that at death, the body goes to the grave and the soul remains conscious and either goes to heaven or to hell. Yet this belief is not biblical." In fact, it goes on to quote Martin Luther. Even Martin Luther, the leader of the Protestant Reformation, he wrote this: "It is probable, in my opinion, that with very few exceptions indeed, the dead sleep in utter insensibility until the day of judgment. On what authority can it be said that souls of the dead may not sleep? In the same way that the living pass in profound slumber, the interval between their downlying at night and their uprising in the morning." You see, when you read the Bible, you get a different picture than the idea of heaven. And there's so much to learn, so I hope you'll order your book today by calling the number on your screen or go to beyondtoday.tv and download your free copy. So let's think about that for a moment. Let's continue to answer that question, will I go to heaven? Now, breaking it down just a little bit, let's personalize it. What will happen to me? What will happen to me at death? I mean, we've seen that the Bible clearly teaches that good people don't go to heaven at death. Instead, they sleep in the grave waiting. So what are they waiting for? Well, my friend Jim's dad, he's waiting. He's still in the grave. Now, in order to answer that question, we could look to the Bible and find that exact question posed in the book of Job. Job asked probably one of the most crucial questions about life after death. Let's notice how Job describes death. This is in Job chapter 14, verse 13. Speaking to God, he says, "Oh, that you would hide me in the grave, that you would conceal me until your wrath is past, that you would appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man dies, shall he live again?" Then Job answers that question. He says, "All the days of my hard service, I will wait till my change comes. You will call and I will answer you." So Job talked very clearly about what happens at death. All of the dead, not just Job, but the good and even the not so good, all alike will eventually be resurrected, each in their own order. So what happens? Well, Christians will be resurrected. They'll be resurrected at the return of Jesus Christ. Christians will be brought back to life in powerful spiritual bodies. In fact, Scripture tells us that when Christ returns, we shall be like him. And so this is a real thing. This is not some vague, ethereal kind of, well, I'm kind of floating in the clouds or anything like that. If you believe the Bible, you've got to believe Jesus Christ's words himself. He talked about this very thing in John chapter 5. In verse 28, he pointed it out so very clearly. He said, "Don't marvel at this." Don't be surprised. Don't be astounded with this very fact. Christ says, "The hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth." So Christ plainly taught, you're waiting in the grave, and eventually all are going to rise. Everyone is going to wake up from that slumber at the resurrection. And Paul said, a resurrection will occur. In fact, he loved to talk about the last trumpet, when Christ would return. That time between their death and the resurrection, God's faithful people will be asleep in their graves. And then, at the sound of that trumpet, they're going to wake up and be like Christ. In fact, our Bible study aid, Heaven and Hell, What Does the Bible Really Teach?, speaks to this very issue. It shows how amazing this time will be. Notice what it says. Why should we believe in a resurrection from the dead? Well, we should take heart because the resurrection of Christ, in whom steps we follow. It is a biblically and historically confirmed fact. The resurrection. The resurrection offers the promise of life after death, not by people living apart from their bodies after death, but through a resurrection from the dead that will be taking place in the future. In fact, it goes on and says, many people are anxious about the matter of death. Yet the truth of the resurrection proclaimed by God's word can counter any anxiety and hopelessness inherent in any approach that excludes God. The truth of the resurrection provides comfort for our natural anxiety about death. Now, you'll want to know more about this. You want to get this free study aid. Call us at the number on your screen. In fact, if the number is busy, write it down, call us back later, and get your free copy of Heaven and Hell, What Does the Bible Really Teach? Or you can go online, order it at beyondtoday.tv. The fact is, there is great news ahead. The fact that Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth, we're going to have the opportunity to be with him, to be like him, not off in heaven playing harps or being like little baby angels or anything like that. Imagine what the Bible really teaches. It talks about a beautiful earth, a place where there is no corrupt government, where there is no fighting, there is no war. Families are going to be together. There's going to be peace. You see, the Bible doesn't promise heaven. All those who have died, they're still in their graves. They're still waiting and resting in the grave. You see, you don't have to be left not knowing. You don't have to be like my friend Jim. You can know. You can study the Word, study the Scriptures. You'll find that God has a plan that's very different from most popular beliefs. And it's a plan for us. And we can be among those who will be resurrected to be with Christ in His kingdom. In fact, haven't you prayed that? You've probably prayed, "Thy kingdom come." You see, the future God has planned for us, absolutely astounding. It's not just imagination. It's not just wishful thinking. It will be a time here on earth of prosperity, a time of abundance, a time of peace and love. And that's the kingdom God wants you a part of. Christ said very clearly when he was preaching and teaching, he said, "The kingdom of God is near." In fact, in Mark chapter 1, verse 15, he said very clearly, "Repent and believe the gospel." You see, God wants to share this beautiful future with all of us, with all who repent and all who turn from their sins. So let's be sure to take comfort in what the Bible really teaches, because the time is coming. The time is coming when Christ will return to earth. And that's a beautiful time. a wonderful time when we can finally be together. In fact, there's a time coming when there will be no more death. There will be no more pain. There will be no more suffering. It will be a wonderful time of peace and prosperity. Now, in the meantime, God's got something important for us. In the meantime, we live our life according to His way. And when we die, we take a break. We rest. We rest in the grave until the time of Jesus Christ, until the time that Christ will return. And we can look forward to that day, that time when Christ will come back and make this world right. He will establish the kingdom of God, and we can be His sons and daughters in that beautiful kingdom, a time when death will finally be put away, and there will be no more crying. And we can look at that time and we can be hopeful for that time because it's something we can hang on to. It's something that is promised over and over and over again. So make sure and get your study aid. Make sure and realize what the Bible truly teaches. Get it out. Read it for yourself. Just don't believe what you might have learned when you were growing up. What does the Bible really have to say about life and about death? You see, when you really look at the pages of the Bible, it becomes very clear. There is a beautiful time coming when Christ is going to return. And when He does, we can finally be together. We can finally be together with our loved ones. And we can be there in the kingdom of God. And you know what? That's better than heaven.
Please call for the booklet offered on today's program, Heaven and Hell, What Does the Bible Really Teach? This free study aid will help you answer the tough questions such as, what did Jesus teach happens to you when you die? Is heaven really God's reward for righteousness? Will a loving God punish people forever in hell? And what could be learned from the story of Lazarus and the rich man? Order now. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or write to the address shown on your screen. You need to base your beliefs on the solid rock of the Bible. Discover exactly what God has to say about heaven and hell. When you order this free study aid, we'll also send you a complimentary one-year subscription to our Beyond Today magazine. The Beyond Today magazine brings you understanding of today's world and hope for the future. 6 times a year, you'll read about current world events in light of Bible prophecy, as well as practical knowledge to improve your marriage and family. Call today to receive your free booklet, Heaven and Hell, What Does the Bible Really Teach? And your free one-year subscription to Beyond Today magazine. 1-888-886-8632 or go online to beyondtoday.tv.